Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1711, air date August 21st, 2026.
All right, everyone. Good evening. This is Dr. Shiva. And we have our entire Truth from Health open house team here. And what we want to talk about is what I think is a very interesting phenomenon. It starts with something that occurred today. We shared with this with our leadership team. Many of you know we have our campaign headquarters, which is our building in Cambridge, and we all help take care of it, and we've had issues with our AC the last couple of days because it's been about 90 plus degrees. So we had an interesting guy who came by. He's a HVAC technician, and so he and I were on the roof for probably about 3 hours trying to diagnose stuff, figure it out. If you ever look at any type of AC system, Freon is used as a coolant. Freon is a rare gas, but Freon comes in, right, in a liquid form, right? And then it's then vaporized, you know, into a evaporator unit, which is then used to cool hot air. And then it gets dispersed back into this thing called a AC, which is a compressor. Anyway, it's got fans. Well, one of the fan had blown, and the reason the fan had blown was the capacitor had blown. So anyway, he and I figured it out, and he fixed it. But he was a very interesting guy because he had known about us and our campaign back in 2020. And so was very intrigued to come over and to our building. And we gave him some material. Mike Mosca was there. We talked about immigration because he's Croatian. So some of you may know what took place in Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia was a fully integrated country at one point. It had Bosnians, Serbians, you know, people from Montenegro, Croatians. And then right after a guy called Tito's death, who was a pretty strong leader, you may disagree with some of his policies, but he was anti-US imperialism. But after his death, Western forces went in there and they really caused a lot of division among the Serbs and the Croatians. And it was basically pre-World War II and people were fighting like crazy. Anyway, he was saying that, he was born in Croatia, lived there. He said, overnight, I was killing my neighbors, or people wanted to shoot your neighbors literally across the street. Croatians want, and he said, I'm Serbian and Croatian, but nonetheless, the whole country became highly, highly divided. These are countries, unlike the United States, that go back 2,000 years, and people carry very, very old historical wounds or just history. And it's very, very easy to divide people in these countries because people have a lot of pride to their history, which again goes back thousands of years. Some people, he said, it's funny because we all follow Jesus Christ. One people are Catholics and the other people are Eastern Orthodox, and they were all killing each other. But a lot of this occurred because of forces like US imperialism, British imperialism went and really wanted to incentivize people to start fighting each other. Anyway, he was explaining how his father was a metallurgist. Very smart, a mathematician also. And he grew up, if you look at a lot of the Serbians and Croatians are really, really bright because their educational system was heavily focused on engineering and the sciences. And he said when his father came here, he couldn't even get a job as a metallurgist. He has to started working as a janitor. And his mother was also a scientist, started having to work as a cook, you know. But he goes, these were fine immigrant jobs. We started. They moved to Chelsea, Massachusetts, and then they bought their home. And, you know, he really talked about the American dream. And he and I were both commenting. In some ways, it's a detriment if you don't come as an immigrant to the United States. Because most people who don't come as immigrants to the United States, who were born here, no matter how nice they are or may feel patriotic towards the United States, there's a big blind spot to really know the incredible opportunity that America offers. I explained when I came here, it was December 5th, 1970. I'd never seen snow. I was wearing shorts. That's how no one had told me. It was snowing. I remember the TWA flight. And then this family picked us up. And then we moved to Paterson, New Jersey. There was, we didn't have any, we went to the Salvation Army, got clothes. And then again, very much like in my parents, you know, very poor neighborhood. And then they made some money, just kept moving up to better and better neighborhoods. But that's really the immigrant story that, you know, my mom worked, I think, two jobs. I don't think I ever saw my dad for probably the first 10 years he was working day and night. But that's the immigrant story where people know the incredible opportunity the United States has. If you have an idea, if you're willing to work, you can pretty much, you still can in the United States do a lot. And I'm not trying to put rose-colored glasses, but relative to other countries, the opportunities people have in the United States is quite incredible. In some ways, people who are born here miss out on that. And so today's talk was about Republicans and Democrats hate America, independents unite. And why did I want to talk about that is because if you look at what's going on, both of these two parties make up issues. In fact, they own issues, they monopolize issues, and then they get everyone fighting on these issues. There was an interesting, there's a guy called Tim Pool. I don't know if you know this guy. He wears a beanie hat. Guy's gross. You know, he's a complete grifter. And this other high school student challenged him. He goes, you know, anything you do is just to make money. And you just, you know, you have a certain issues. Like you just say there's a civil war going to come. And you've been saying that for 5 years and nothing has come. You just keep using that. He goes, and he brings up all of his posts, civil war, civil war, civil war. And he goes, that's your grift. And you get views and clicks for that. Well, the Democrats and Republicans do the same thing. And I don't think these people are Americans. I think they hate this country. I'm talking about the people, when I say Democrats and Republicans, not the people with lowercase r, lowercase d. I'm talking about the capital R and capital D, the people who have institutional support in running these two parties. It's pretty clear that these two guys are very close friends. They get together in a room and they decide which issues each one of them is going to own. Just going back, by the way, to these other countries where you have ancient history. If you go to a country or you go to a village in India where people have been there for 5,000 years and there's a family that's a Hindu family and they have all this history and literally going back 5,000 years. And maybe you have a Muslim family who they live in peace with going back thousands of years. It is very easy because of the sensitivities of people to say something, even something what you may something attacking one culture or the other. And you could literally start a race war or a religious war because of the sensitivities of people. And knowing these sensitivities, for example, the British did this all over Africa. They did it all over India. They did in the United States. Wherever the British go, they knew this idea that viscerally, you can literally throw kerosene in a situation, you can start a fire. So it's pretty dangerous because these people actually take advantage of very base human sentiments of race or religion or these differences, and they get everyone fighting. The Democrats and Republicans, that's what they do. They have no concept of what this country is built on. In some ways, the United States has this advantage, and it's 200 years old. So people don't have this long history, right? But if you look at what happens, and I've mentioned this before, but I think it's easy, it's important to dwell on this. If you think about it, the Democrats take certain issues. They're for transgender rights, right? They're for supporting the climate change narrative, or they're the ones who fight against racism. And then the Republicans are the ones who are fighting for, borders, right? Or and immigration and or election integrity and so on. So if you really line it up and you even look over the last 50 years, they literally have a certain set of issues they get to own, just like Tim Pool owning Civil War, right? And then the other set of people own their issues. And it's highly institutionalized, right? Like a Democrat really can't be for strong borders. Ooh, that's a Republican issue. Republicans cannot be for talking about the climate change, right? That's a Democrat issue, right? So they have literally divided people, and they know the sensitivities of people, right? There are people who are fanatics thinking the, you know, that the earth is going to end tomorrow, that CO2, there's a big correlation between CO2 and temperature rise, right? They want everyone to buy heat pumps. You know, I have a neighbor here. He puts all these LGBTQ, you know, signs up, right? All over the map. Like, that's a shtick, you know? And so they have literally divided people. And they profit from this. And those divisions are growing deeper and deeper and deeper. The Trump people, right? And the anti-Trump people. The AOC people and the non-AOC people. And this stuff is fueled every day because there's billions of dollars behind those institutionalized differences. Just like there, if you look at what happened in Yugoslavia, this guy, Tommy, was saying that, you know, my country was completely devastated and the military contractors made billions or trillions pumping money to for starting a race war and having everyone kill each other. And then after that, the next set of people, Bechtel, Halliburton, those companies come in to rebuild the country. He goes, yeah, if you go to my country, there's beautiful roads. He goes, my American wife, when I took her to Croatia, she wants to live there. You know, there's shiny guardrails. And then I come to the United States and Chelsea and all the roads are screwed up, right? So both sides made money. The one side built rebuilding everything and the one side bombing everything. So to the extent, if you're a Democrat or Republican, on the one hand, you may get emails trying to tell you the Republicans want to destroy the climate. And so you give them money. And then if you're a Republican, you know, the Democrats want to have aliens, all illegal aliens live here. And then people give them money. So that's the name of the game. They literally go and find something very visceral that bugs people, throw kerosene on it, and they just talk about issues, right? That's all they do. They have no interest in ever solving any of these issues. The solutions are never at hand, but the solution is you make a lot of money dividing people up. And this is highly, highly against this country. So what has happened now is that both ends, on the quote unquote far left end, you have people incentivizing people not to work, highly anti-American. And on the far right end, you have people like Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, who don't work, right? So the Nepo babies don't work. And the, you know, be it Tucker Carlson or Hunter Biden, all these people never work. I mean, they couldn't survive. Anything they have, any type of career they have was given to them. And on the other extreme, you have a whole bunch of people being incentivized to be lazy, not work. And then the middle are us. People actually go do the work. And you can see that, I'm glad Nicholas shared this, in the modern elections. If you look at the Democrats and Republicans, you take Massachusetts as a microcosm, these people suck money from poor people, working people to fund their campaigns, or billionaires. So their whole campaign goes like this, right? There's really no real campaign. They'll wait until September 5th. That's when the general election starts. They both get money top down, and then they extract wealth from poor people by convincing them, by dividing them on immigration or election integrity or climate change. And then after September 5th, both of these guys already have all their TV ads lined up. They had Madison Avenue political consultants make their ads, tell them how to talk, what to say, you know, now, you know, which means they're going to use. None of it's bottoms up. And then watch, after September 5th, they'll take tens of millions of dollars in TV ads, pummel them against each other, divide everyone up, right? Attack each other in these attack ads. And they call that a campaign. That's what they call a campaign. Just a mindless nonsense. This person wants to let illegal aliens in. This person wants to, you know, make sure that, you know, the temperature goes up, whatever, right? They'll have these crazy ads and they'll do attacking something else and they'll call that a campaign. And you will never find any of those campaigns, Republicans and Democrats, actually doing any more work anymore, right? They're anti-work. You won't see them out there like Barb or Mark DeWild or Chris Wild or Lynn Hurdley or pretty much everyone on this call who work for a living, bottoms up, actually doing a campaign. Mark goes out there, you know, he hurt his leg, but he still goes out there and hands out flyers. Barb came up from Florida to help mobilize people. Chris has a family in Texas and he's on the phone making calls to help mobilize volunteers. Crystal, day and night up, you know, getting people to give donations, calculating the value of what people had done. Eileen from New Jersey, who drives a bus and then takes time. Nicholas, who's an electrician, right? We actually have real working people who actually believe in solving problems. So they learn systems thinking, right? They go study history. Compare that to these fucking morons on the Republican Democrat side, capital R, capital D, because they actually don't have any base support, right? They just pummel people to vote for them between September 5th and frankly, October 5th. With mail-in voting now, most of the decisions to vote are done by October 5th, okay? October 15th, 80%. So the entire election process is just nonsense. There is no real America there among them. There is no hard work. There's no real campaigning. You know, they don't actually go design a flyer like we do. They're not out there distributing it. They're not out there trying to figure out, doing the hard work, trying to convince people to come out and hand out flyers. This stuff takes a lot of effort. You got to talk to 10 people and then one person shows up. And the person that shows up, they got to then be trained and you got to make sure people are consistent. All of this takes real mobilization. They don't have any of that. None of it. They're cheaters. They're anti-American. These people really hate this country because they think people are stupid. They do not know the journey of immigrants who come here and work hard. They don't know the journey of the forefathers who built this country. They hate this country. That's why we said independence unite, because a lot of people are getting smart. In Massachusetts, 65% of people are breaking away from this nonsense. They're the real Americans. They know this is a scam. They've taken a huge first step to no longer even register as Democrats or Republicans. They're the real patriots. I'm not saying there's not a lowercase R and D's who are not, but they're much more in the mind-numbing manipulation. But there are a significant number of people who've broken away. And our movement is supporting those people breaking all the way away and getting off the plantation by reminding people what it means to be an American. You work. You have dreams. You teach your kids the right values. You want competency. You want excellence. Right? You want people to learn skills and so on, right? All the things that this country was built on. The framework of this country is still quite remarkable. When you look at the Bill of Rights, the quality of people, this guy, Tommy, was saying, oh yeah, he goes, I came to Chelsea. He goes, when I landed in New York, he goes, I've never seen people of other races. He goes, I was staring at Black people and they must've thought I was crazy. He goes, then I went to school. He goes, there were Hondurans. There were people from Czechoslovakia. There were people from, France. I mean, there are people every race. A lot of people don't know. You don't see this in other countries. You go to India, you just see a bunch of brown people everywhere. Brown people with dark hair. You don't see people of all these. I mean, literally, visually. You don't see people with freckles and blonde hair and, you know, all these different colors. That's what we have in the United States. It is truly quite an incredible country. And these people, Democrats and Republican leadership, is just fucking dividing people up. They're insane. They have no solutions to anything. You take election integrity. Trump talks a big game. Harmeet Dhillon, a Punjabi Indian woman who's his voting head, talks a big game. But they have not acknowledged a central issue with election integrity, which is a deletion of ballot images. Why? Because they're making, I know for a fact, Trump made, go look at it and save You know, the whole Save America, he made, that PAC made $500 million off my work. Everyone knows this. That's why when I met with him, he was thanking me, you're amazing, blah, 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 blah. But when I asked him, why didn't you allocate some of that money to create an election integrity institute, he didn't want to do anything. So these people are using issues to make money. They're using issues, have no interest in ever solving these issues. Because if they did, they would be highlighting what our movement has identified as a central issue to elections. The fact that a paper ballot goes into the machines, a photograph is taken, the ballot image is the ballot that's used to tabulate the votes, and they delete them. How come I did an interview with Viva Frey? He's like, because this is crazy. I don't see this anywhere on the news. You're actually censored massively. This is the central issue of US elections. And we actually have the solution, which is flip a switch. Don't auto-delete ballot images. So both parties are deleting ballot images. I'm sorry, stealing elections from each other because it's all preordained. And they delete the ballot image to do the cover-up. Now that, and we have a solution. So we know the problem and we have the solution. The so-called party, which cares about election integrity, does not want to ever talk about our solution. They know I exist. MAGA people have great regard for me. And they actively suppress this intentionally. And that's anti-American. Now, maybe they're doing because I'm an independent. Regardless, it's anti-American because they don't care about solutions. They care to keep people divided. So they'll talk about voter ID, which they know is a very sensitive topic. Okay? You could have all the voter ID you want, but if the ballot images are being deleted, I mean, come on. Okay? You can never track anything. So that's an example of these people not wanting to ever solve a problem. You go to the issue with climate change. Now, this guy's an AC guy. And I don't know if you know, R22 is the type of freon gas that was used, which is highly efficient. It's a great gas. And the liberal elites who talk about climate change started banning this. So the freon that's used today is highly inefficient. It's highly flammable, okay? Some of you may know about this, okay? So based on a fucked up narrative, which is a false narrative, and I've done videos on this, the left makes up something which has nothing to do with the issue of really addressing pollution, right? The real environmental issues, but they made up an issue correlating carbon with the rise of sea levels, okay? CO2, when CO2, by the way, is at the lowest level it's ever been. And if it goes even lower than 180 parts per billion, all life on Earth dies. But they have, and these are quote unquote educated people who have manipulated billions of people on this planet on just fucking lies. You know, the sun is 6,000 degrees Kelvin. You know, you have about, I think, 240 or 340, I used to know these numbers, of kilowatts of energy that hit the Earth. A bunch of it bounces back. The remaining comes in. And through a series of two interacting fluids, the ocean being one of them and the atmosphere, most of that gets dissipated. And the and anything remaining is what causes our temperature, right? We have outside temperature. They have asserted that climate change is occurring based on the narrative that CO2 is increasing, has increased, and therefore temperature is increasing. Now, to show that, it's very, very hard to show that. So they use mathematical models. And I do a lot of mathematical modeling, okay? That's what Cytosol is all about. So they do models to predict that CO2 levels are increasing, temperature is going to go up. Therefore, we must lower CO2 levels, which means we must stop using fossil fuels, all this kind of stuff, right? We must go to R22 gas and all this. When you really look at it, science says evidence is reproducible predictions. So if you have a mathematical model, it should always be predicting the same thing, right? If it's scientific, they have 120 mathematical models. one predicts all the ice is going to melt in the Arctic, and the other predicts nothing's going to melt. And the other 118 models predict variation. This is not science. But yet, they've been able to convince a lot of people who obviously get very sensitive to thinking that, you know, the clouds are going to go on fire, right? Interesting enough, in none of these mathematical models did they include clouds, okay? So these people, again, are anti-human and anti-American because they will go to any extent to make up shit because they need an issue to divide people. Just like in Croatia and in Serbia, these places, people made up issues. And they made trillions of dollars destroying that country and then rebuilding it. That's what they're about. They just, because these people, by the way, have no skills, right? Some of you are engineers here. Some of you are nurses. Some of you have skills and you actually have a skill. You go give it to society and then you make your wealth from that skill. These people's skill is just lying and cheating, making up issues, having people fight. And you'll see a lot of these political consultants do this all day long. Corey Lewandowski, I don't know if you know this guy, he was Trump's campaign manager. This guy that I know, you know, he says, I'm friends with Corey, but I know he's a scumbag. You know, he's banging Kristi Noem, but, you know, he's, you know, I hang out with him because he's a good friend. Well, this guy doesn't do any work. And there's a whole strata of these people call themselves Americans who actually don't do any tangible work. They don't do any work. They make a lot of money in this engine of getting people to fight against each other. That's anti-American, okay? They don't do any work. And so our movement is educating people on the fact through our actions, not through intellectual work, by doing the work. We're getting people who are everyday working people to get politicized so they understand the value of handing out a flyer like this. That's a very high degree of consciousness when Mark Wilde, you know, D. Wilde goes and hands it, right? Because Mark had to go through this his journey, right? Mark, you never did a flyer before, right? That's a pretty big thing, right? You have to go in front of a grocery store, meet people. That's rough, new for people if you've never interacted that way, right? Eileen makes phone calls, talking to people that she's never talk to, but then she builds a rapport and they come together as Americans on common issues that they care about. That's called being a human. These people have no human relationship with anyone. So our movement, it's really exciting because as Crystal and Nick said, you know, we exceeded our goal, 250K. You know, we allocated money we raised, we allocated people's labor, you know, we followed the rules. And PBS notified us with less than probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks, right? I'm sure the other candidates knew about the debate for months that they were going to be invited. We weren't given that much notice. They never thought an independent candidate like us could get on the debate stage, but we did it. In fact, we were the first ones to get 10,000 signatures, but we did it. How we did it is very, very important. We did it the American way. We rolled up our sleeves. And we did the work. These guys, again, I've never seen them collecting signatures. They go hire signature collection companies. Top down, they pay them $500,000. And those guys come out and they collect signatures for them. Okay? We actually do the work. It's so simple, right? These people are anti-American. Everything they do is against the American values. And yet they promote themselves as red and blue, right? Red, white, and blue. They're neither red, they're neither blue. They're just cheaters. And they don't care about you. They don't care about this country. They're called a political machine because they're using politics to make money because none of them have any skills. Can you tell me what Elizabeth Warren's skills are? I have no idea what she can do. Can you tell me what Ed Markey's skills are? Can you tell me what Bernie Sanders' skill is? I mean, this guy is a failed erotic writer. He's a couch surfer. He couldn't do carpentry. I mean, he's a fucking failure in anything. So these people actually have no skills, but they are recruited by this political machinery to take positions and divide us up. That's the skill that they have to be a caricature, right? AOC is a caricature, right? She's on there talking about how she's now going to preserve her eggs, right? So she does videos on that. That's what she just did, right? So that's what these people do. They all need to retire and actually go get a job and work for a living. That's what it means to be an American. You create, you have a vision, you have a dream, you have some discipline. You consistently go and do that, and you build something for yourselves and your family. It takes work. These people want to teach people to avoid all of that. They just want us fighting. Our movement is going to unite people. That's why we said Republicans and Democrats hate America. Independents unite. So to anyone who's new here, welcome. To those people who are have been here, you know, welcome. And we have a lot of great people. Anna Janik out in Michigan is making lots of calls to get people onboarded. Suresh works day and night on the IT stuff. Everyone here, you know, Diana came down from Texas to help us collect signatures. She's doing a great job, you know. We have Asha out in, you know, Singapore. Everyone here, wherever they are throughout the world, represent the true values of working people. And that's, it's hard to just sort of break it down to that level of simplicity. But when people go hand out these flyers, it's like hard work, you know? Gerald came from Pennsylvania. I think he handed out, what'd you say, Barb, like 350 flyers, right? Something like that. Gerald did a great job just getting out there in a place called Shrewsbury. We have people like Jewel who are out there making calls, donating, but it's really, really exciting to be part of this. For me, it's a vision that I had when I was a kid to mobilize people, to organize people, and to create a movement. And that's what we've done. And we've created a framework for people not to be desperate and to give them some tangible activity that they can do to raise their citizen consciousness, to raise their citizenship muscles. And that's what this country was built on. You know, this country was built on ethics and values. And, you know, you should be able to leave your freaking house open and walk around your neighborhoods. You really should be able to do that. But to become a surveillance state, right? And the Zuckerbergs and the Elon Musks with Starlink, all these people who are complete doofuses, they have no social skills if you hear these guys talk. I don't think you'd ever want to even be around these people as human beings. But these beings, whatever you want to call them, these creatures are running the world. And they don't have any business running the world because they profit from division. They profit from surveillance. They profit from our insecurities, all of that. I challenge them to show me what the Democrats and Republicans having anyone actually supporting their campaigns. I challenge them to show me the list of how many people actually went and collected signatures for them. I challenge them. Show me your list of people who collected signatures. Show me your actually volunteer list or people you hired. How many, not companies, how many people collected signatures for you? They won't have any. How many people can you mobilize to hand out a flyer, right? How many of your people, how many of these candidates will invite people over to their home, onto their patio, and spend an hour with them teaching them how to hand out a flyer? None of them. They have no bottoms-up movements. They have no sense of work. We're doing that. We're running a real American campaign. Very, very proud. Everyone here should be proud of that. And to all of you listening, you know, be American, truly American. Don't just watch stupid Joe Rogan or Fucker Carlson or Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are just, they're all grifting. Because if they were real, they would not intentionally not speak about us. That's what they do. They intentionally do not want to utter Truth, Freedom, Health, Dr. Shiva for Senate, none of that. They cannot do that because we're real. We're the real Americans. They're fake. They're just fake. So I hope, you know, independence unite. That's what this is about. And we're doing that. And we're the tip of the spear, inspiring other people to do that. So I just want to salute everyone on this call to the incredible work you're doing. And, you know, the inspiration you're setting to your family and your kids. And this guy, this AC guy wrapping up with him, that's where I started. Mike Mosca was there. At the end of it, he said, give me those flyers. He goes, I go around fixing ACs and I'm going to give them to all my customers. And he took a bunch of flyers, right? That's real. I mean, this guy, and he did great work. I mean, it was very interesting. He was, you know, when he goes, when insulated wires are there, they should never touch metal. And it's very interesting what he did. He put a zip tie and he separated and put another zip tie. He goes, see, these inexperienced people always have plastic wires touching metal and it vibrates, it'll eventually shear it. And that's what had happened. In addition to the capacitor going up. And so working people really get good at a craft. They know all these little things. And he had found out one of the fans that was installed was installed backward, the fins going the other way. Okay. Again, hardworking immigrant, you know, really loves his job, does it with excellence. Right. Other guys have probably come working for some big AC company, probably, I don't know who did that, put a fan on backwards, right? So the air, instead of taking, you know, the hot air out, was pushing hot air down, which is why the compressor shut off. So we're at a very important point in American history of will America remain America? And I'm not talking about illegal aliens. I'm talking about, will the Jared Kushners and the Ivanka Trumps get to continue not doing work and being Zionist hoodlums? Will the Bernie Sanders and those kinds of people be continued to be allowed such a stage to talk about nonsense when they've never experienced the American way of life, when they've never had to really struggle? So that's where we're at. What will this country be? Will it be a country of, like Croatia, everyone fighting each other on stupid issues that no one really wants to solve? Or will it be a country, you know, of independence, where an engineer who came with his parents with nothing, like all of your ancestors, and built something and create something because they love this country? Where is this country going to go? And we as a movement are saying, for truth, freedom, health, we wanted to support these values that we believe in: real science people work. We believe in activism, freedom, and we believe in creating an infrastructure where you have systems health, right, at a deep level. So we exist and we offer a real opportunity for people to be human, for people to be American. So that's what's really exciting. So we are really the future of the world. And I want to welcome everyone. And again, I want to thank everyone for the incredible work everyone's doing. You know, we're supposed to now get on the debate stage. We're going to confirm that with them, but I won't believe it until I'm on the debate stage, because these people cheat and they cheat and they cheat, right? So until we're literally on the debate stage on live TV, you have to assume they're going to try to pull something, okay? Because they always try to do that. But we know that. We're being very honest, but we keep moving forward in spite of their cheating, in spite of their cheatism, you know? That's what they're addicted to. All right, any questions, comments? I know we have people on social media, and then we'll wrap up. I think if there's any new people, we want to let people know that every day at 7 p.m., we do a Shiva for Senate huddle. And from now on, anyone out there wants to be onboarded to hand out flyers, just come to that 7 p.m. call. And we'll literally train you. I mean, it may seem like it's easy to hand out this flyer, but there's some interesting techniques on how you approach people, how you communicate with people. And if you do it well, you know, you can connect with people. Someone said on YouTube, when is the debate? Well, we don't know when. You know, they keep all this very cloak and dagger. I'm sure they've told the Democrats and Republicans already. But when we saw a similar debate that was done 4 years ago, it looked like it was in the first 2 weeks of October. So that's what we're thinking. That's our idea. It will be live and will be streamed and televised too, from what we understand. Anything else?
You can put your questions in the chat under Dr. Shiva, but the drop-down menu, and put it under Dr. Shiva's name and write your question if you have any.
Okay, so we have another one here. Let's see. Wait, two parties? No, there's only one party. Yeah, thank you, Grizzly Martin. Yeah, it is only one party. I think it's important to understand that, to your point, so you have these two parties. Before, they have what we call the NSOEs, the not-so-obvious establishment, the Bernie Sanders acting like he's actually, you know, against the Democrat establishment, or people like Thomas Massey, or Tucker Carlson is against the Republican establishment, right? What's happened is, because of our work, and it's really us, we have exposed the not-so-obvious establishment, which has gone viral all over the world, that the two parties have just consolidated the heads. They've gotten rid of the wings because they've been exposed. So now the latest shtick that they're doing to this guy, Grizzly Martin, my response is, they're now creating a fake independent movement. They know the real independent movement is coming up, so they're creating a fake one. They're very clever. That's why Tucker Carlson's out there, CIA agent. He's talking to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is giving him high fives. Hunter Biden's supporting, you know, them, and Candace Owens. He's supporting AOC. I mean, the whole thing is one clusterfuck of a fake independent movement, because they know our movement exists, that it's actually bringing up working people. So they must create the fake version of it. So, but our movement, once you understand system science, you can see that dynamic, and you won't get fooled, and you'll educate other people. Todd Yarborough said, are there several debates scheduled or just one? Well, this is the one debate we know about, Todd. We do know that one of the Republican candidates has been debating another Democrat candidate. None of these people are on the ballot, yet they're conducting debates for these guys, which is, first of all, highly illegal, right? One of the local news stations is doing that. We're obviously not invited, but none of those guys are on the ballot yet. But they're preordaining them as candidates. Again, this is the relentless brainwashing they do. Highly anti-American, right? Cheating, cheating, cheating. They're cheaters. Okay, Joanne, can myself and my friend from Boston train with Barb or any other volunteers this weekend to hand out flyers? Definitely. Barb, are you there? Yeah, anyone, come on in and you can train with Barb and other volunteers, hand out flyers. We go to grocery stores. When people come out, we keep it really simple. You know, we have this flyer, you know, we show it to them. We just hold it up like that. And they get to see independent. Then we say independent for U.S. Senate. We say thank you. That's it. If people want to get into long discussions, we let them know, look, I work for a living. I'm here handing out flyers. If you'd like to talk, come to our open house. Come help us hand out flyers. So we're keeping it very real and practical. This is not about getting into some long, drawn-out discussion. And people have been very, very excited by the fact we're out there, you know? And so it really is very motivating. It gets you guys realizing what is citizenship. It's a completely different paradigm. All right. I think if there's no, I don't know, Catherine, if there's no other questions, I just want to let people know, those of you who are making phone calls to people wherever you are. By the way, yesterday I had someone call me and they said, hi, I'm calling for the Dr. Shiva for Senate campaign. And she had a very thick Australian accent. And I go, oh, I said, this is Dr. Shiva. She goes, what? She goes, yeah. I said, you called me. And I go, where are you from? She goes, oh, I'm volunteering for Dr. Shiva. I'm in Australia. And she goes, they're making phone calls. And I said, and she said, you know, we need you out here. And I said, well, you're there. You could help build a movement there. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I now work as a hairdresser. And I, you know, run my own business. I don't owe anything to the government. You know, I'm debt free. And she goes, you know, I'm so thankful that you're out there doing this and your movement. They go, you taught us so much during COVID here. So we have people all over the world, but that woman is giving back, high state of consciousness, spending 20 minutes a day, having three conversations. That's all we're asking, 20 minutes a day. And she's all the way, you know, she has kids, working mother with a family, and works as a hairdresser. Just, you know, it's a tough job, and makes phone calls for us. That's like phenomenal, right? That's our movement.
Excellent.
What's that, Catherine?
Totally excellent. I mean, what a story. That's
great. Yeah, and Andrew, I don't know if Andrew Rice is here. He said he was handing out flyers in Haverhill, and someone said, oh, who's a candidate? He goes, Dr. Shiva, you know, he created email. She goes, really? Looks this up. And then she grabs flyers from Andrew and starts handing it out, Catherine. Okay?
Wow. That's so excellent.
So I'm just saying these are very real human interactions that you cannot get on social media to the extent it's a flat screen, right? And you don't, it's very exciting. You know, let's see, Eileen's got a question here. Eileen says, I remember collecting signatures for Shiva for president and now making calls on Call Hub. These are exciting times for growing our bottoms up movement, raising our consciousness daily. Yeah. Thanks, Eileen. Yeah, Eileen's in New Jersey. She helped us get on the ballot there. We got on the ballot, and then the New Jersey Democratic Party threw us off the ballot. The Democrats who claim they're for immigrants, okay, and for brown people. Kamala Harris actually threw us off the ballot, okay? A Brahmin, you know, fake Indian. So anyway, okay, Suresh has got someone else. Lori Power says, hello from Washington State. Thanks for all you expose. Thank you, Lori. I think if it's the same Lori, I don't know, Lori, if you're making phone calls or helping us, but thanks. And Victor Boots says, citizenship is service. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yeah, Victor is awesome. Victor is in DC. Victor, again, works really hard. He's really understood a lot of the concepts. He helps educate other people. Great to have you, Victor. We got a great community, you know, people. That's just really cool. You know, you can go to different parts of the world right now and different parts of the United States, and you can really connect with a lot of great people. So on YouTube, online call says, can you please mention, your latest books occasionally? Oh, okay. Yeah, so we have a book that I just released called Deportation Theater, which really talks about the truth about immigration globally, what's really going on. And you'll find out that you have, in any country, you have the indigenous working people, meaning the people who are in those countries for some amount of time. New people come in. This swarm in any of these countries brings people in, quote unquote, illegally. It's very well organized. And they bring those people in and then attack those people and the illegal aliens and make them feel bad to not really solve any immigration issues, not for nationalist reasons. And then these people get very scared. In fact, this guy, Tommy, was saying, yeah, he goes, if you come to Chelsea, he goes, it's like a slave plantation. How the illegal aliens here are fearful and they work for absolutely nothing. So they the elites, the billionaire class, allows illegal immigration to take place. Then they scare the shit out of these people, deport only 3% of them, just enough fear. These people are willing to work at very low wages, very low conditions, and then it actually lowers the wages of the local indigenous population. It's a control system. And then to top it all off, they have these people fighting these people. Okay? Meanwhile, the the individuals that did that were the swarm, the puppeteers doing all this to keep people's wages low so they can make trillions in profit. In the United States, over the last 30 to 40 years, only 3% of illegal immigrants have been deported in any year. And Obama did the most, 3.7%. Trump's done around 2.9. It's just theater, right? So that's one of the books. The other book is Shatter the Swarm. That book is out, which is really the textbook that we've used for Truth Freedom Health. And we've put it out there. It was very unfortunate. A guy called Mike, what's his last name? Health Ranger, what's his last name? Forget his last name. He literally took all of my materials, ran it through AI, and made a book called Shatter the Swarm. Crazy. So we have to sue him. We shut him down, right? Grifter. It's really unfortunate. Claims he's a Christian, you know? And by the way, he found out none of his companies, he talks a big game that he's American. None of his companies are here. They're in Taiwan. Okay? So you find out, it's interesting, you know, what you learn about these people. But the other book that we have coming out, it's going to come out any day. It's been delayed because I've been so busy. About a 400 page book. It's going to be a coffee table size book, and it's Truth, Freedom, Health. And it has 366 lessons, because a leap year, 10 minute lessons. You can do it with your family. And it's really, really to raise people's citizenship consciousness. It's like a workout book, right? But it's a book. It gives you a systems lesson. It gives you something you do on a community level and an action you can take. 10 minutes. And just like you would go, you know, have a good diet, let's say, or go work out or do walking, we've created essentially a new field, citizenship consciousness, doing something to be a good citizen with the underpinnings of system thinking. So that book is going to be coming out any day. We're finalizing the cover and a bunch of other stuff, but we decided to make it a big 8x11, big hardcover coffee table book. So you can open it up and you can follow with your family a lesson a day, 10 minute lesson a day. So those are the three books. All right. John Feaster says, thank you, we are winning. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you. Yep. Eileen. All right, everyone. And share your stories with people, you know, anyone you know, be bold, invite them to come to our bar. We have a barbecue coming out, I think September 5th. Is that right? I don't know. Andrew has the flyer up. But we're doing a physical barbecue to launch our, there it is, Independence Unite barbecue, Saturday, September 5th, 12 to 2. One team, one mission, defeat the swarm. And you can notice with the messaging, 65% of Massachusetts independent, free food, meet Dr. Shiva, get Dr. Shiva elected, free parking. And it's our general election launch. So we hope everyone can make it. So if you're on the phones talking to people in Massachusetts, I'll let them know about the September 5th, 12 to 2. They don't have to bring anything except themselves and to meet other people and get ready to win this election. So please make sure you let everyone know. So if you're out handing out flyers, you meet people, let them know. You're talking to people, they get excited, let them know, you know? All right. Thank you again. Everyone, be very proud of what you're doing. You know, you guys are all an inspiration. I'm very, very honored to, you know, be part of this community. Thank you.
We're honored to have you, Dr. Shiva. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. And by the way, we should be figuring out what the judge decides on our ballot image preliminary injunction tomorrow. We have the case, our lawsuit on ballot images. We're the ones fighting for the American people. And then we filed a preliminary injunction, which says, hey, the election's coming. The Secretary of State of Massachusetts said, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to delete ballot images, violating the law. And we're saying, tell him, shut him down. So that's called a preliminary injunction. Did we mention this to people that Harmeet Dhillon and Todd Blanche decided, I think we did, right? Throw him under the bus. So I did that last week, right? I think I talked about it. So the good news is, well, it's sort of they chickened out. Trump should have said, this is wrong. You should stop deleting ballot. And instead of that, he just decided not to file a response, which is basically they defaulted on the opposition to a federal court judge's order that they file something. So that's in our favor, but we'll see what happens, you know? But again, the movement here is actually fighting for Americans. We're the real Americans. Those guys hate America. All right. And make sure you tell everyone that, you know, educate people on that and why. And you can use this video to educate people. They're not America first. They're like me first. That's what they are. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is, Thomas Massey, you know, Tucker Carlson. They're about me first. Because if they were truly America first, they'd be here right now on this orientation. They'd be talking about our campaign. They're not. They're me first. They're assholes. They really are. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shee.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. Because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you. Deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics. And there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email, when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, Freedom Health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.